one by one, the big hit from Liza Morgan. Alongside Movado. You tuned to Caribbean Rhythms with Eddie Edwards, WZAB 880 AM. We are, wow, what is it? Ooh, about 13 minutes away from a 30-minute music mix of classic hits, the retro revolution. But before we get to that, we have Mr. Xavier Murphy from the Anansi Festival. And that's happening on June 2nd here in Pembroke Pines. Xavier, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Eddie.
I think I made an error. It's not happening June 2nd. The interview that we're doing here is now.
Listen, man, you're a hard worker in this community. You're allowed, you know, you're allowed a mistake.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Because you are a man that know what's going on in the community and give, you know, people like me and a lot of people to come on your show and talk about our event. So, you know, it's next week, the 9th.
Right.
We know we won't see you there because you will be on the show. But, you know, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to tell the community and those online listening also about the Anansi Festival.
Well, tell us a little bit about Anansi Festival. First, tell me how it got started.
Well, you know, 4 years, actually 5 years ago, we looked around in the community and we said, no, you know, especially with children, we said, what is there to teach children about our culture? You know, focus mainly on them. There are events that, you know, are small events that may include a little, you know, something here and there. But for, you know, the teenager, you know, the younger kids, what is out there? You know, and also for adults, you know, adults like some of, you know, to go back in time to some of the things they did at school. And at that point, I said, you know what,
Wow, Xavier, I don't know, man. That cell phone of yours decided to quit on you. Totally. Even disconnected. I'm telling you, the technology works sometimes. When it works, it works. But at critical and crucial times when you need it to stay focused, you get disconnected. So let's see if that's Xavier. Is that you, Xavier?
Yes, it is.
All right. Let's hope your cell is a better one and it holds for the length of our conversation.
Well, I don't know where I was, but we started at a restaurant, as I mentioned, and it just eventually grew the library in Pembroke Pines.
Mm-hmm.
Took us on and said, listen, we want to host the event. As you know, June is Caribbean American Heritage Month. And the Southeast, South Regional Library said, you know, we'd love to host the event each year.
But before we even do that, let's just back up a little bit. Who's Anansi? What's Anansi? What's this Anansi? What's that?
Well, as you may know, and maybe not, I don't know how many listeners know, but Anansi is a trickster, you know, that found its way from Africa with the slaves to the Caribbean. And, you know, many of us who grew up in the Caribbean know about the Anansi stories where Anansi would always win. He was one of the, you know, the tricksters that always won, a spider, actually. And he had other characters in these Anansi stories. And, you know, I grew up, my father used to tell me Anansi stories, and you read the Anansi stories, and it's just a celebration. You know, this is a celebration of Anansi himself, the character who is a trickster and a folk hero to many of us. You know, and the tales that come from West Africa with the slaves to the Caribbean.
Well, are we then passing down this trickery culture to our to the generations? Is that something that we really want to do, or is there some morals that's always in this story?
Well, there's always morals in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you realize is that Anansi, where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh.
And Anansi always finds a way, always incorporates, you know, finds a way to incorporate some in ingenuity.
Mm.
And I think that is more the aspect that, you know, we look at. And,
right.
And if you follow the Anansi stories, Anansi may seem cold-hearted, but by the end of the story, you realize that he has a heart.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, You know, he's there as a trickster, which is a fun, you know, kind of funny part of him. But he's a man that, you know, or a character that pushes forward and is always motivated to get what he wants done.
In today's world of the internet, YouTube, and all the other things, the iPhone, how relevant is Anansi?
Well, you know, the question I would say is this. You always want to learn about your past. Uh-huh. And things, technology goes in cycle. Mm-hmm. You know, these are just tools. And, you know, the things that are foundation and bedrock will always be there. You know, I'm a little techie myself.
Mm-hmm.
And,
big
you know,
techie.
You know, and I heard a technology segment a few minutes ago.
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, I was saying to someone the other day, you know, all the technology, all the tools and everything that the kids are into, it's just, you know, we're using new ways to provide, you know, learning and teach them about history. In fact, the Anansi Festival itself is simulcast.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is we have five cities that will be doing a festival. We have Pembroke Pines. We have Kingston, Jamaica. We have Orlando, Florida. We have Washington, D.C. And recently this week, we you know, Nairobi, Kenya,
wow,
has come on board. And there's a gentleman that is interested in Caribbean culture and how it bridges to Africa. So he'll be doing an Anansi Festival there in Kenya on the same day. So all five cities will be doing it on the same day. Now, here's where the technology comes in. We're going to be simulcasting from three of the cities because two are doing it at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Washington is at 9 in the morning, and Kenya is going to be, I think, about 8 hours. So they're going to be, you know, while we're early morning here, they're doing the Anansi Festival.
Right.
But for Kingston, Orlando, and Pembroke Pines, looking in, so the kids here using technology will be able to see what the kids in Jamaica are doing or what performances are there.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for Orlando. So we're using technology also to bridge the gap, you know,
right,
as this generation moves forward.
So tell us now the activities for our Pembroke Pines Festival. Give us the time so that our listeners can bring the young ones out and experience and enjoy this Anansi Festival.
Well, this year we're starting a little earlier. We're starting at 12 o'clock. It will be from 12 to 5. We have a lot more activities planned this year. It's going to be at the Sault Regional Broward College Library, which is at 7:30 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines. If everyone knows where the Broward College campus is and the Perry Airport, it's that library there. We're going to have the Jamaica Folk Review, Father Easton Lee, Jeffrey Phillips, and quite a few other performances are going to be there. This year is different because we're truly expanding. We're going to have a reading room, which is sponsored by Western Union, Grace Kennedy. And in that reading room, you know, we'll have Anansi stories being told in that reading room. We're also going to have a film, Anansi film, that will be shown there by Luki Chung and his group, and a dance workshop by Afia Hall. So it's going to be quite a lot of activities. Plus, we'll have face painting. We will have balloons, food tasting, and so on.
So it's quite a lot of activities. Where can folks get information and learn more about the Anansi Festival?
They can go to AnansiFestival.com, or they can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/AnansiFestival, and they'll find information there for all the cities. And
how do you spell Anansi?
We spell it with we spell this one with a Y.
Uh-huh.
So it's AnansiFestival.com.
Spell it again for me.
A-N-A-N-C-Y.
All right.
Festival.com. I may have misspelled it a few minutes ago.
I was wondering. Okay. All right.
And please, you know, some people in the community to come out. If you know someone in Orlando, please tell them. If you know someone in D.C., please tell them. If you know someone in Kingston or in, you know, which many of us should know, please tell them about it, which is at the Tom Redcon Library. And if you know someone in Kenya, you never know. You know, please go out and tell them. And in the future, we're actually looking to expand again, where some people reached out to us. One of the places I can confirm is next year we'll be doing New York.
All right. Sounds like some good stuff happening. You're on Facebook. AnansiFestival.com is the website. We're going to throw this up on our website. And, of course, there's some information that went out in our monthly newsletter, The Rhythm Box. So all our subscribers have that information there. Anansi Festival next week, Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. It's happening at the South Broad College Regional Library, 7300 Pines Boulevard. Xavier Murphy, thank you so much for sharing all this good information and a wonderful job you're doing, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Eddie, and a great afternoon to you and your listeners.
All right, great. 3 minutes away from a 30-minute music mix of classic hits. We call it the Retro Revolution right here on Caribbean Rhythms with Eddie Edwards, WZAB 880 on the AM dial.